This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast. Welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 220, Grace Teaches Us to Live Godly, Denying Ungodliness and Worldly Lust. The spiritual appetizer we will be using in this episode is from Titus, the second chapter, verses 11 through 15. Church, we need to remember that grace is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Turn with me now to Titus, the second chapter, and let's read verses 11 through 15. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you." We need to learn from God's grace. We need to learn how to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We need to learn how to live soberly, righteously, in this present age from God's grace. The fact that God gave us grace shows us that he loves us. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God gave us grace, and that grace has appeared to all men. And the fact that it has should teach us things about God. It teaches us that he loves us and that he wants us to be with him. It teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. And that's what we're going to be looking at today. Turn with me now to Genesis, the 39th chapter. Genesis, the 39th chapter, and we're going to read verses 1 through 12. Genesis 39, verses 1 through 12. "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight, and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was, from the time that he had made him overseer of his house, and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife, casting longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?' So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time, when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. Church, we need to remember that grace is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. If we look to the story of Joseph, we find how to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Joseph was a prisoner, but he found favor in Potiphar's eyes because he was a good prisoner. He lived the way that God wanted him to live, and so he found favor in Potiphar's eyes. Joseph did. And Potiphar left everything in his house to the charge of Joseph, except for his wife. Potiphar's wife saw that Joseph was a very good-looking man and decided that she wanted him to lie with her. But Joseph said no. He denied ungodliness and worldly lust. And this happened time in and time again, and he kept denying it. He kept denying her what she was looking for, even though he was a slave, even though he had the authority of the entire house of Potiphar. And when it came right down to it, she caught a hold of him, knowing that she and him were the only ones in the house. And listen up here. This is how we truly deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Notice with me Genesis chapter 39 and verse 12, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. He left the garment with her, and he took off. He ran from the situation. He got himself out of that situation as quickly as he could get himself out of it. You see, that's how we deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We deny it opportunity. Whenever temptation presents itself, we flee from that temptation and run away as fast as we can. That's how we deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Grace should teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. God loves us so much that he has extended his grace to us, even though we are sinners. Even though all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. He has extended his grace to us, and that grace should teach us to deny ungodliness just as it did Joseph. Joseph understood that Potiphar was very gracious to him. Notice with me what it says here. In verse 5, it says, "So it was from that time that he made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was a handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife, casting longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?'" Potiphar was being very gracious to Joseph in that he had not held anything back from him except for his wife. And Joseph understood this, and he was taught a lesson by this. I can't do this because of how good my master is. I can't do this to God or my master. And we need to have that type of attitude today. Grace needs to teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, to put it away from us, because our master is so good. He has been so good to us that that very lesson should teach us to put away sin, to put away ungodliness and worldly lust. Look at Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? If we desire to be a disciple of Christ, then we have to deny ourselves, just as Joseph did. He denied sin in his life. Potiphar's wife said, "Come and lie with me." It would have been real easy for Joseph just to give in and lie with her. But he denied himself. He denied that ungodliness and that worldly lust in order to live godly. That's what we have to do if we decide that we want to be a follower of Christ. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." We have to deny ourselves. We have to deny sin in our lives. Notice with me another verse. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 27, because this is how we really deny ourselves. Notice what Paul says here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and verse 27. "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should be disqualified." Joseph disciplined his body. He understood that lying with someone that was not his wife was a sin against God. And so he disciplined himself, even to the point where he had to leave his coat with her, and he ran away. You see, that was discipline in his life. Paul said, "I discipline my body, and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself might be a castaway." We have to do this in our lives. We have to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. And in order to do so, we have to discipline ourselves not to fall into those temptations. We have to be disciplined enough to run away from the temptations in our life when they come up. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible says, "No temptation is taken man except for that which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but with every temptation provide a means of escape that you might be able to bear it." With Joseph, that means of escape was running away. Even though he had to leave his shirt with her, he ran outside and left her. That was the means of escape given to him. Today, the means of escape that is given to us is the Word of God. We have to know it. And in order to flee from temptation, we have to know how to flee from temptation. When Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness, every time he said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, "But I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." We have to discipline our body to understand and to know the means of escape that God has provided for us, because he says he's faithful. There will be a means of escape from temptation. You just have to be disciplined enough to take it, lest when you preach to others, you might be disqualified. If we're not doing that, then we are going to be disqualified. Church, we need to remember that grace is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. We need to learn how to deny ungodliness. And in order to deny it, we have to deny ourselves. We have to bring our body into subjection. And we have to know the Word of God so that we can take the means of escape that God has provided for every temptation, because he is faithful. Turn with me now to Colossians chapter 3, and let's read verse 5. "Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry." Church, we need to remember that grace is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. This is how we do it. This is how we deny ungodliness. This is how we deny worldly lust. We put it to death in our members. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, those things don't exist for the Christian. We refuse to do them. We have put them to death in our life. And we are not going to be caught up in those things. We refuse to be so. And if we are, we're going to repent, we're going to come out of it, and we're going to quit doing it. We have to put it to death. Romans chapter 12 says it a little differently. It says, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We have to present ourselves to God as a living sacrifice. And this is where we learn how to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We learn how to come out of it, just as Joseph did. He did not allow the temptation of lying with Potiphar's wife to entrap him. Every time she came to him, he put that to death in his life. He made the decision that is not going to happen, even to the point where he ran away and left his coat or shirt behind. And you know there was consequences to that? Potiphar's wife lied to Potiphar and would have him thrown into prison. Yet this sin that she was asking him to commit was dead to him. He had put it to death, and he was going to live for God. Church, we need to remember that grace is not permission to sin. The simple fact of the matter is, yes, God will forgive us if we come back to him. He will extend his grace, which is incredible. But simply because he will forgive us is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Let's become like Joseph, that when sin presents itself, we deny it. We deny ungodliness and worldly lust so that we can follow God. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So, as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
We thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting our website, bywaymedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.